Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane siare na na we siara na bo siara na bo siara. Mane na na bo siare na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Rado Shia Devotion, for you.
Well, Happy New Year's. Happy 2021. Oops, I put 2020 on there. I have to get used to saying 2021 all over again. Well, we're going to take advantage of the time that we have. We have 15 minutes. And I just want to update on some morning prayers for the year of 2021. I will correct that. And this is your host, Cassandra Brand, live from North Carolina. We're going to have a new approach here with the Spend Time with God. And it's because of we're being awakened. So we have new visions now. God has given us new vision. If you got a vision board for 2020, just put it down because, you know, I have to refresh my own. I was sitting here looking at the office, looking at my vision board. I said, oh, I didn't get that. I didn't get this. I said, oh, I need some vision. And that's good. That means that you're making progress and being obedient and fulfilling a purpose. But, you know, our purpose doesn't contradict our purpose in life. It just is a continuation on our journey. And our praise and worship, spending time with God in the morning and meditation so that now we can hear from God and listen to him and get directions instead of, you know, always asking God, can you do this, give me the king of prayer. You know, reading his word is him talking to you, you know, so we have to listen more. To listen more to hear. And we do that through meditation. This is what I'm doing. I've been building my personal relationship with God, and it's amazing. I didn't even realize how much in the dark I still was, and how much more towards the light I needed to go towards, because you never arrive. You never graduate. It's a continuation. It is a journey. And sometimes, you know, I found myself getting a little bit too complacent and repetitious. And I was like, something's not right. And that's when I became awakened. Every day I work on building my personal relationship. Every day. And I do that I do that daily by spending time with him. That's why I was able to get the instructions about soulish prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, I will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, whatever is done on in heaven is already done on earth. But we have to connect by aligning ourselves up. What is already done in heaven? What's already done in the universe? I would recommend that some of the changes that we make is take one day out of a week. One day out of a week, you choose the day that's for yourself. So this is your relationship, it's your personal commitment, it's your relationship with God, your creator of the universe. For the month of January, one day out of the week, fast until 12 noon. Whatever part of the country you are in, whatever state you're in, out of country, wherever you are, you pick one day out of the week and fast until 12 noon. Because, you know, we have Central Time, during time, we have, you know, many signs, so everyone's time is a little bit different. But at, up until 12 noon of your time, take one day to fast. And for the month of January, I would love to hear some testimonies. I would love to hear some testimonies. You can call in at 563-999-3715. That's 563-999-3715. We're also going to continue on speaking our Bible daily. We're going to pick up where we left off at, which is in the book of Genesis, and we were on chapter 38. So we have to, I know I have to finish and be obedient what God has told me. We're going to be doing intercession. Now, you can do intercession when you're fasting. That's going to even bring even more powerful, better results because all that flesh is down the way. But we're going to be interceding for the lost souls to be birthed and to be awakened to the kingdom of God. We still pray for our loved ones, our friends, or people who, you know, request prayer. But a soul doesn't have a faith. A spirit doesn't have a faith. But we're going to be interceding for the souls to become awakened and enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. I will keep serving my purpose. I've learned not to worry about whether if people hear or see me because someone is always watching. Always watching. Someone always sees. Like when you pick your nose, you think nobody sees you. I guarantee you somebody sees picking your nose. And social media, someone always sees it. They're just not going to let you know. But as soon as you disappear and you're not doing your show or you're not showing your face and you're not sharing what's going on with you, people notice that. Next thing you know, you get texts, emails, calls. Because that's just like when you're interceding for a soul, you can't see that face. We're interceding for a, you know, the Spirit of God to awaken people that they may enter spiritually to the kingdom of God. You can't see that face. So just act like you don't even see people. Just be obedient and continue to serve your purpose, because this is what I have found, especially during this pandemic. I don't cross every T and dot every I. God didn't promise all sunshine, no rain. But I have had some challenges myself during the pandemic, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, family, physically, you know. But that's why self-care is so important. Self-care is so important. We have got to learn how to take care of yourself. How can you take care of anyone else and speak life to anyone else and you walking around half dead? You know what I'm saying? You have to continue to speak life within yourself so that Jesus, the Spirit of God, can come alive and rise up through you and live in you and through you as a living example before others' eyes. Not to impress them, but it's your spirit, it's your soul. And that's a whole other topic. But I'm just so excited. I want to, I'm very apologetic because, you know, it seemed like you're probably going to, hey, she just disappeared off the face of the earth. No, that wasn't it. I had to spend some time with myself. I dealt with discouragement because, you know, when you always have someone encouraging you, you're always encouraging someone, but you don't have anyone to encourage you. I became discouraged. So I had to encourage myself, spend time with myself, realign myself in a direction. That's why I'm saying it's very important to spend time with God and do your personal relationship with Him. And fasting and praying and meditation will only strengthen it and take it to the next level. Got to continue to do that consistently not in legalism, but just with your own personal relationship. You know when your relationship with a person, especially with God, needs to be nurtured. Oh yeah, he'll fill you up. He'll fill you up. Have your cup running over. But hey, if you keep running over, eventually that means it's being poured out. It gotta be refilled. And it has to be refilled by the one who has filled it and had caused it to run over. Not man, not get on the phone and ask people's opinions and get out and let people on in your business. God will bless you with a confidant, yes. Everyone is not your confidant. God will bless you with a prayer partner. But he is the one to pray to. So we're going to have a wonderful 2021. And we're going to see the manifestation. But even in the middle of a pandemic, we will prosper. Even as our souls prosper. Just share the episode, tune in, call in, replay, but get some of this words, this encouragement, you know, in your spirit, down in your spirit, in your ears. So I have an inspirational quote for you today. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning how to dance in the rain. You know, so I'm singing in the rain. You know, you're going to get wet in life. You're going to get wet. But guess what? Eventually, you'll dry out. But you just got to learn how not to allow storm to stop you. Just like when Jesus on the boat, he spoke to the storm. Don't let the storm speak to you. Well, Beyonce said, learn how to make lemonade out of lemons. Wow, I just noticed I had a lump on my hand. Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Draw this lump right now. Jesus, amen. Okay, so we're going to finish off with some more praise and worship. And we thank you, Lord, right now for this day. That the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. This is a new day, a new year. But the only new way is through the blood of Jesus. The only new year is that you give us, and you give us the option to make good choices. We ask for an anointing of good choices. Better choices this year, using godly wisdom, leaning not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all our ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed day. Oh God, for you are mine.